Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, hi.
What up? Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's not feeling well today. Gibbons in her place. What you got?
You know, when I heard that the King of Chicago is at the Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox game over the weekend, I first said, so what did Chance the Rapper do?
Oh, no.
Chance the Rapper is the Prince of Chicago.
He is.
The King, though, Kanye to the West, who has said he's moving back and coming back and never leaving, okay? And I believe him.
You can't put the king crown on Kanye for Chicago.
Kanye, whoa.
That was hard to say,
yeah.
Wow.
The king crown, yes you can. You know why?
Why?
Because he is the king of Chicago,
what did
Riggs,
he do?
And that's why.
What did he do?
He was at the Cubs-White Sox game, right?
Okay.
Battle of Chicago.
Yeah.
Throwing
Crosstown Classic.
Yep, is that what it's called? I didn't know the
Crosstown Classic, yeah.
Throwing out the first pitch. Him and little Saint, he takes his little boy Saint West. Riggs, don't picture this, okay?
Yeah.
Kanye West, who we haven't seen smile in, I don't know, 10 years.
Well, we've seen him smile, but they're fake smiles.
Exactly. He went out there with a genuine-ass smile on his face, wearing a Sox jersey with Saint on his shoulders, right? Walks out to the mound, puts little Saint out there on the mound. Little Saint throws a pitch. It kind of doesn't go far. Kanye picks up the ball, puts it in his pocket, gives his son a little kiss on the cheek, and then throws a strike right down the middle at the game.
Nice.
And the crowd goes crazy. The crowd erupts. What song do you think he came out to? You know how baseball players have like their walkout music?
Sure. I don't know. Was it a Ray J song?
No.
The irony?
It would have been funny. Homecoming, of course. He comes out to his jam, yes. Homecoming.
Oh, with Chris Martin, right?
Uh-huh. Throws out the first pitch. It's a strike. Him and Saint have the time of their lives, and they walked away happier than, I don't know what, but happier than something crazy.
So how does this, he threw out a first pitch at a Crosstown Classic. How does that make him the King of Chicago now? What has he done?
What else
has he done?
Because when the two biggest baseball teams in the land down there in Chicago, they both suck, but they're the biggest down there.
Yeah.
When they come together,
yeah,
you got to call on royalty from the city to bring the city together. So Kanye was there, and I'm sure this will be the start of all of the things he's doing with Chicago.
He could have got the president from the Make-A-Wish Foundation to come out there. Some guy, some mayor from Downers Grove, Illinois to come out there.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be the king of Chicago, Riggs, which is Kanye West, man.
Kanye needs to step up his giving to that city.
You're
what
right
happened? From what I looked into it. I looked into it.
Oh, have you done your research?
I have.
And your research says?
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
I do.
I do. I know you do, and Allie does too. If she was here, she would care just as much. Just as much.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Do you have good news to start the day?
Yes, I do, Riggs.
It's just us boys. Allie's not feeling well today. Lost her voice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just us two. What is your good news, Gibbons?
My good news is that I have spent now 2 days, two full days,
yeah,
as a resident of West Allis.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I've been to your house no less than 5 times.
Yes, you have.
Never really hung out. We've just tried to move things in and out of it. Sometimes succeeding, sometimes failing miserably.
Yeah, and there will be a full recap of that at 8:45 this morning.
Wonderful.
But I'm in there now.
Good.
Living there, living the dream, loving life.
It's a nice spot. You're a stallion now.
Mm-hmm. Damn right.
My good news is that I wasn't even trying to find it, but I found my checkbook.
Huh?
In my basement.
Oh my God.
I haven't found, I lost my checkbook years ago, and I chalked it up to, I threw it away, I just didn't have any, I never really need checks, so who cares?
But you didn't like panic having your checkbook being MIA? Somebody
did for about a month and a half, but then I was like, well, nobody's written any checks, I've put a freeze on them, so nobody can write any of them,
because
you can cancel them all out.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know where they were, but I found it under a bunch of boxes in my basement.
What?
Just randomly. I was pulling up a box, because I bought a new board game over the weekend,
yeah,
so I went to get some of the old ones out, and I pulled this box up, and I was like, is that my checkbook?
Dude.
It was like this thing with all my checkbooks in it that I've been missing for years. Now I'm never going to need it, but now I know where it went.
I have a question, though. Was there more? I had a follow-up, though.
No. I just wanted to... It's really exhilarating when you finally find something that you've lost for so long. What were you going to say?
Are you the type who has, like, just solid colored checks, or like the Mickey Mouse checks, or like the theme to the checks? Are you the theme check guy?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Okay. What were the themes of the checks?
Care Bears.
Oh my God.
Of course they're Care Bears.
Are you kidding me?
I picked the most ridiculous checks I could find. If I'm going to write a check, you're going to be embarrassed cashing the check because you asked me for a check,
oh
right?
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
And that's our good news, right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. This happened in a trashy part of Indiana.
As opposed to the super classy part of Indiana,
right?
Riggs.
Yeah, this is where nobody really goes. This is out in no man's land in Greenwood, Indiana.
Oh, Jesus.
Two guys are listening to a song. It's a Bruno Mars song. Let's say it was Uptown Funk, for sake of argument, because they didn't name the name of the song in the police report. So we'll say Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, right?
Yeah.
One guy says, this is Bruno Mars. The other guy says, this is not Bruno Mars. Now, these are two 71-year-old men fighting over a Bruno Mars song.
Dude!
Hit him a second time, the gun goes off. Nobody was shot, luckily. Nobody was injured. But they eventually decided to call the police, and the guy that hit the other guy ended up going to jail. Pistol whipped a guy over a Bruno Mars song. Now, they didn't say what song. I can only think that it was this song, Uptown Funk, because it's technically a Mark Ronson song. Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars. Maybe that's where they were arguing. I don't know.
Now,
what do 71-year-old guys know about Bruno Mars anyways?
I can see brandishing a weapon over an argument over Bruno Mars.
Okay.
I can even see pistol whipping your friend once over a disagreement over Bruno Mars.
This is from a guy from Jersey, okay.
But two times is overkill. Two times is
sure,
too much.
Sure.
You hit your friend once, you get up, you shake hands, you buy a beer. That's too much. Too many times.
All right, Gibbons.
Come on, man.
Thank you. Don't be stupid, you moron.
Exactly.
The moral of the story, right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Hi, Allie's not in today. Not feeling well. Gibbons, what do you got?
Cardi B.
Yeah.
She may not be on tour with Bruno Mars, but Cardi B herself is in negotiations to join the Super Bowl halftime show with Maroon 5 to perform Girls Like You. Now, here's the snag.
All right.
Here's the thing. Cardi B has many offers to perform in February.
Okay.
So she wants to pick the best opportunity, the best offer for her to expand her brand, to get her thing going.
Okay.
So she wants a little solo set. So the Super Bowl is like, hey, Cardi, you want to perform? And she's like, yeah, but I need a solo set. And now they're negotiating.
Really?
Yep. And I think she's going to get it. I think she should get it. Because she still is. She's one of the biggest artists on earth at what will be the most viewed show of the year. Maroon 5 is great. They have hit after hit after hit after hit.
To have her own set, though.
When she pops up.
I don't know if she's big enough to have her own set. I don't think she's worldwide recognizable enough. Like, Maroon 5, my grandparents know Maroon 5. They probably could name a Maroon 5 song.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, I know Maroon 5.
Exactly. So you satisfy your grandparents with Maroon 5.
Okay.
And then you get everyone like 27 and younger with Cardi B.
Oh, she you're pulling in the millennials.
Yeah, exactly. So you get the highs and the lows, the old and the young. And that's where you get everyone satisfied. Cardi does like a medley.
Then turn off mic. What do you think about it?
Get on the microphone first!
And turn off mic.
I will continue to yell until she...
Does Cardi B deserve her own set at the Super Bowl?
I don't like her, so no.
You don't like Cardi?
No, I'm Team Nicki, too.
Oh, come on, you two.
What do you mean? I'm glad that you're on my side with Team Nicki, by the way. Why no Cardi B full-time set? You think she I think she should be there as like a... doing this song, of course.
I think she's a big star, but only off a few songs. Like, she could sing maybe her top hits for, like 2 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. A medley. Like, the hooks of all of her big songs.
You have to be quick, man.
Here's what happens.
Quick.
They start playing Girls Like You.
Quick.
They start playing Girls Like You.
Yeah.
Cardi B's part hits, and then it's Cardi B's medley.
They go
right back into Cardi B's
Bodak Yellow for a second, then you're done. Then you're done.
No, you give... Cardi B needs 3 minutes.
It would actually be really entertaining, probably.
That's what I'm saying. You go from Maroon 5, and then you're like, oh, here's Cardi's part. Oh, no, it's Bodak Yellow. Oh, no, it's Be Careful. And then they go into Cardi's song on Girls Like You. Best performance ever.
Maybe. As long as she doesn't upstage Maroon 5. I think it should still be a Maroon 5 thing.
Dude, Cardi B upstages anybody she's around, okay? She's Cardi freaking B.
Cardi.
Cardi.
Well, we'll see what happens. February, Mm-hmm. The Packers aren't going to be there if they keep calling stupid freaking calls like that this weekend.
Stupid.
We should just wipe out all the NFL referees, by the way. Can we?
Jeez, Riggs, that went nested quickly.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. Movie trilogies. Famous ones, the most famous of all time, was not Star Wars, which is what you're hearing in the background right now. It was Indiana Jones and the Temple of... Or the whole Indiana Jones trilogy was
really?
The number one biggest trilogy, is what they said. Which I disagree with 150%.
Okay, so do I.
I don't know who's on Team Indiana Jones. 799-1037. If you have maybe a better trilogy, there's so many better trilogies out there that are better than Indiana Jones. How did that make the top of the list?
Can I be honest with you, dude?
It's such an old movie. A lot of them are old.
Okay, Indiana Jones. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
Temple of Doom.
Yes.
I don't know the third. What's the third Indiana Jones?
Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom. I don't know the other one. See? Oh, let's see.
The Last Crusade?
There you go.
I
see?
Don't even remember.
You can't even name all three
Crusade.
Of them. Now, what would you say is a better trilogy?
Riggs.
100%. What would you say?
No doubt in my mind. It is the greatest trilogy of all time. Yeah. Back to the Future, dude.
You think so?
I know so.
All right.
You can go from 1885 to 2015 in one trilogy. You can cover centuries, dude, in one trilogy. It's so great.
Anton Jordan, have you ever seen Back to the Future?
The trilogy. Get on the microphone!
Intern off mic. Do you have a trilogy that you prefer? Are there any of them that you like? Maybe like Toy Story ones? Toy Story was a good trilogy.
That is like the best trilogy.
The second best, the Friday trilogy. Friday after next. I watched Friday over the weekend.
Yeah, that might be the best.
Yes, so
not a bad
good.
One. 799-1037. Are you calling about trilogies? Good morning.
I am. I'm calling for the question of the day.
Oh, yes. Thank you for calling. She was not listening to this radio station. That happens all the time.
What a dummy.
I don't know how the Indiana Jones weight made it up there. The Lord of the Rings was up there as well.
But you
people love the Lord of the Rings, but that takes so long to watch. That's like a week of your time.
It's a 30-hour trilogy. Come on, I don't have that kind of time in my hands.
Way too long.
I don't have it.
Jurassic Park?
Was there three Jurassic Parks?
There were three, yeah. They've added more since, but there was the original three. There was the first one, there was The Lost World, and there was Jurassic Park 3.
I only remember the first two Jurassic Parks.
You remember the third one?
No, I don't remember the third one.
The third one had, like, William H. Macy in it. It was terrible.
Oh, God.
And, like, Alan Grant came back.
They're like, we need a quick money grab. Let's
they really needed
one.
A money grab. So then they started the new franchise. There's a second trilogy of Jurassic Park with Chris Pratt that they're doing
Jurassic
now.
Jurassic World.
That would be my favorite, I think. Jurassic Park.
Well, it's definitely one that you quote the most. Oh, you don't like Jurassic Park?
I hate Jurassic Park.
Really?
Well, I hate the new one, like Jurassic World.
The new ones?
Yeah. I haven't seen
talking about the
ones.
Old ones. The first three.
We have a T-Rex. the original first three.
Good morning, Kiss FM. We're talking about trilogies. Are you in the conversation? What did
Check
you say?
Here you go. Hey, you can't count Indiana Jones. You want to know why?
Why? Because they added other ones? The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
The skull, the crappiest.
Oh, yes, with Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
I forgot
that.
Shia LaBeouf took a dump on that franchise.
Ugh.
He ruined it.
So
he ruined
out.
It. Yeah.
that's
fair enough.
Every man a fourth one because they knew they'd ruin the trilogy by doing
fair
that.
Enough. Are there any legit trilogies then other than, well, even the Lord of the Rings wouldn't count either because they made other of those.
Yeah.
They made other Star Wars movies too.
Right, you know, I gotta say, I think I like Terminator, even though they did another one.
Yeah.
See, and even that one, there are very few that get three that stick to three because they all
you know
make
what?
So much money.
You may be right on the Back to the Future one, Gibbon, because that was the only one that I can think of that had three.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
They made more,
but
they kept money grabbing the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Very few that you can just say there's no but. There
Thanks
was
for calling,
the,
man.
Just the three, only the three. There were no branches off,
right?
Nothing else.
I don't know. Texas 71037. I think you're right on Back to the Future. They didn't have any other ones.
Nope.
And they didn't redo it.
There was like a cartoon, but that doesn't count.
Trilogies.
Nope.
71037 you can text if you'd like to join in on the convo.
Dude, The
what?
Hangover!
Oh, darn.
Damn
it. Right. Somebody somewhere on the internet said that the Indiana Jones trilogy was the best one ever. Which we disagree with, because there's more than three. I think a trilogy has to be three.
Yep.
It can't be more than three. You can't have branches of it. Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a bunch that we forgot. And thank you for your text to 71037. Some of them included
The Hangover, which we mentioned at the
right.
very 50 Shades, which was three.
Yes.
Austin Powers.
Yes.
The Matrix. Poltergeist 1, 2, and 3. The Mighty Ducks, which is, I think Mighty Ducks might even be better than Back to the Future or my favorite. I'm just saying.
The Mighty Ducks, man.
And then there are some that I didn't know were trilogies. Was Aladdin apparently a trilogy?
Yeah, but they were really terrible. Like, The Lion King was a trilogy, too.
The Lion King, yeah.
Those were just awful.
Hunger Games.
Oh,
that was a good one. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Kiss FM. Hello. Oh, they're not there. No. Somebody else said Twilight movies too. Did you say Twilight?
Someone in texted.
Because Twilight doesn't count either.
No,
they did it.
No.
They did the third one was two parts.
No, that's four parts. Movies. That is not that is three. Four. Okay.
Trilogy. Try means three. Try harder. Don't be stupid, you moron. That's what a trilogy is.
Somebody
three.
Said the Batman trilogy with Christian Bale.
That was a good one too.
Yeah,
because the one had the Dark Knight with Heath Ledger.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good one.
Lord of the Rings, which again, it's 19
they have the
hours.
Ones.
I don't have that. I don't have time for that, and it's too many other movies.
All
just
right.
Three on their own.
You can still text us 71037 and join in on the argument.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Devastating loss by the Packers over the weekend. Wasn't easy to watch.
Hold on.
Another roughing the passer call with
Riggs,
air quotes I use.
Riggs, that wasn't a loss. That was a victory that was taken from us by the zebras in black and white.
The zebras.
That's right. The NFL players aren't allowed to say it, so I will say it. The refs cost us a damn game. The refs cost us the game.
The internet makes games like this hilarious because there's like a picture of a referee standing in the middle of a field with all these flags around him and it says halftime at the Packers game.
Yes.
There was one that said roughing the passer. Clay Matthews did not lay down a pillow and tuck the quarterback in before he tackled him.
There is a meme I saw that has this exact play that Clay Matthews got called on roughing the passer for, right?
Yeah.
Where he is like rolling off of the guy as they're hitting the ground as to not impact the quarterback. Right next to that was a sack that one of those stupid other players got on Aaron Rodgers where the guy physically picks him up, slams him on the ground, and lands on his head.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was not a penalty.
This guy, Adam, in Pewaukee has taken matters into his own hands, and he has started the GoFundMe in support of Clay Matthews in case he incurs any fines for his roughing the passer calls. He says that this GoFundMe will be used to pay those fines. Can he incur fines for this?
I've been looking all over. I've seen that he wasn't fined for post-game comments he made about the officiating in the game.
He was fined for that?
He wasn't.
Okay.
But I haven't seen that he was fined for the hit. I don't know if there's a fine that goes along with the 15-yard penalty.
Maybe it's all to our sports guys for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would think an excessive hit. Like, if you grab somebody and throw them down, and it's very egregious. Like, you're trying to harm them.
That's the word. An egregious hit.
Yes.
No, this was not that. This was a penalty.
If you're running full speed at somebody, you can't just stop physics.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make that happen.
Then wouldn't you be able to stop on a dime when you're 260 pounds running full steam with all this equipment on
you?
So
until I find out if Clay Matthews is really getting fined, I don't really feel bad for Clay Matthews because he's got the money to pay for it. But I admire this guy in going and doing something because what else can you do? What else can we do?
I feel bad for Clay Matthews. He's wearing the scarlet letter of R for rougher. He's not a rougher. Clay is a gentle man.
Have you
seen him in Mad Mike?
He's a very gentle man.
What movie was...
He was in Pitch Perfect.
Magic Mike. Magic Mike. Wasn't where he took his clothes off in Magic Mike?
Did he?
Yeah.
Maybe he did.
I believe so.
I think that was your dream that you had last night about Clay Matthews.
Ah, damn it.
That's the dream that we all have about Clay.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out today. Gibbons, what do we got? The latest on Demi Lovato?
Nearly 2 months to the day, 3 months to the day of her overdose in July. No, 2 months. My math is off. It was July 2 months ago.
That's
Demi Lovato was out with a friend. She was in a rest day from her rehab. She used a day pass to go out there and walk around. And she was spotted by TMZ cameras looking happy.
Of course.
Having a chat with some lady and her dog. Looking very happy with a coffee in her hand. I won't say where it was from. Probably a pumpkin spice latte. Let's keep it real.
Of course it was a PSL. Of course.
We don't know quite exactly where she is. I think she's back on the West Coast. She was in Chicago for a minute. Went on the East Coast for a little bit. Now she's back on the West Coast, is trying to better herself, trying to get better. Her and Wilder Valderrama, her like first love from way back in the day, Fez from that 70s show. You might know him from the MTV show Yo Mama.
Yeah.
They have rekindled their friendship.
Nothing romantic?
Nothing yet that we know of.
Okay.
But reports are that like he's by her side. Like he's been her rock. He's helping her get through this.
That's the last thing she needs is a relationship right now.
Oh, no. She's got to focus on her. And the fact that now they're both, you know, grown-ups, they've gotten through all of their stuff, their past transgressions, and now he's there for her. She seems to be doing well. She looks very good, very happy, and on the road to recovery.
That's good.
Very good.
She's feeling much better, looks like.
Yes.
How are those TMZ guys always where they need to be at every moment?
Because there's
they're everywhere. They're like the Illuminati. They're everywhere watching. Because, I feel weird.
Because 10 minutes before where they need to be, somebody somewhere always calls and says, hey, such and such is at this location. Go. Why, you ask? Illuminati confirmed.
I'm sure.
The Illuminati's watching, okay? The Big Brother's always watching.
TMZ gets a phone call. Yo.
Seriously.
Who is this? This is Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I got a tip for you. Demi Lovato just walked out of rehab. She's using her day pass. She's talking to a woman with a dog.
Riggs, they would never use a name, Scott. This is Agent 345-9563.
Sure.
You can't be. Sure. You can't just put any day names on that. Come on, dude.
I don't speak TMZ code. I'm sorry.
So Demi's doing well.
Good.
Back on the mend, looking happy and drinking a PSL.
Good. Good for her.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections.
From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Hi, girl.
Hi.
Hi.
It's even weirder when you do it.
I know, I creep myself out.
I know. All right. This is a missed connection that happened in Kenosha at the Brat Stop. That's where fun things happen, right?
Yeah.
It's a male for a female. It's called, you braided my ponytail and then you passed gas. I'm looking for the most badass girl I've ever met. We both met at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. I was drinking with my friends. You were drinking with yours. We met in line waiting to use the bathroom. Long story short, we hit it off. By the end of the night, you were braiding my ponytail out in the parking lot. And then out of the blue, you ripped a huge-ass drunk fart.
Oh, God.
It smelled awful, but we both laughed and thought it was funny. You got up from braiding my hair, and you said you had to find your sister, but you never came back. I hope you weren't embarrassed by the fart. I don't care about it. I care about you. Please respond. Your name is Kaylee, and you live in Cudahy.
Oh, my God.
What'd you say?
Get on the microphone!
An intern off mic's defense. I was. Her mic was off.
Yeah,
so I was, she was literally off.
It was Mike's fault.
It was my fault.
Okay.
I'll take responsibility. What was your comment?
I just said he put her on blast. He said she farted and then told her name and location.
Well, see?
No, she actually put him on blast. She's the one that farted, okay?
Jeez. I think we said the F word too many times on the radio this morning.
Oh, jeez.
We've passed our quota.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. As we all mourn the abysmal performance of the referees yesterday.
God, they suck.
Because the team showed up.
Yeah.
But then these zebras paraded in, decided to make a little mockery of their own. So we've taken it upon ourselves to write an open letter to them. Did we find, by the way, a contact for the NFL referees?
Just a contact us. Here's the thing. There's a contact us page for NFL referees, right?
Okay.
Where you can lodge your complaints.
Okay.
On the right-hand side of that, right next to it, gives the names and email addresses of everyone who has complained.
Well, put us on there.
Oh, we're going on there. You're damn right.
And let's write this. Let's pen this letter to them right now.
Oh, yeah.
So you have the website pulled up that we can send it to.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know if this is an okay letter to send to the referees of the NFL, because this is how we feel. We just wrote this together collectively as a group here in the studio. And here it is.
I'm ready.
To whom it may concern, leader of the zebras, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
As our parents often told us when we were younger, we're not angry. We're disappointed. We're disappointed in you.
Yes.
What exactly does your organization or members of your organization have against number 52 for the Green Bay Packers?
Right.
What has he done to you? Let's compare this to something we can all relate to.
Mm-hmm.
High school. Remember when the kid in the front of the classroom, who always followed the rules, seemed to get in trouble and would always get yelled at by the teacher? Remember how that same kid, the teacher would grab him by the ear and drag him out of the classroom for being attentive and turning his assignments on time?
Yep.
And then he'd get in detention for helping out other students? Remember that? Oh, we don't either. Because that's not how it works! When you follow the rules, you shouldn't be punished!
Yes!
You're going to give our boy a complex if you haven't already. Clay's going to get a complex. And Mike McCarthy's turned into a tomato for crying out loud.
Seriously, he was red with anger. He was not happy.
You're taking the wind out of all of our sails and making football less fun to watch. We can't go 45 seconds without watching a yellow flag being thrown on the field.
Dag nabbit.
So, as previously stated, we're not angry. We're disappointed in you.
Very.
We want you to do better.
Please.
And we want you to follow life's most important rule.
Don't be stupid, you moron.
Signed, Riggs and Allie, and intern off mic.
Yes.
There you go. We're going to send that to the NFL refs right now. We'll send it to the what's the guy that runs it? What's his name? The Roger Goodell of the referees.
Roger Goodell is getting a letter
from us. Yeah,
we're
going to send it to him.
You're damn right.
With that pissed off. Go Pat, go.
Yeah.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, it's Riggs and Allie. DJ Khaled, he was in Pitch Perfect 3, by the way. I watched it over the weekend. Was it good? I didn't like it. Did not care for Pitch Perfect 3, I'm sorry. It was too much. They made it a trilogy, I guess, if that's what you're into, but
yeah.
It was a stretch to me. It was a stretch. 799-1037, or you can always text to 71037. Do you have a hell to the no, Gibbons?
Oh, yes, I do. I have a whole entire weekend full of hell to the nods, which I'll recap at 8:45.
Okay.
But the biggest one happened this morning.
Uh-huh.
It's when you wake up at your first Monday morning in a new apartment.
Yeah.
And you wake up and it's super dark. You walk out of your bedroom. You forget there's a baby gate leading to the kitchen, and you trip over the baby gate, fall, and nearly die at 4 a.m. Dude, I literally went head over heels over this baby gate and almost broke my neck.
So you could tell her one day when you're older, I'm head over heels for you, literally, one day.
Damn
terrible.
It.
Lame.
Terrible.
Bad jokes. 799-1037. You can also text to 71037. How about the freaking mosquitoes this weekend?
Oh, jeez. When do they stop? Like,
they
how
don't.
Cold does it have to be for the mosquitoes to go away?
I don't know.
Away?
I thought it was cool enough that they would be gone, and then I saw one that I thought was a fly, and it was a mosquito.
Getting cold weather mosquitoes now? Get the heck out
of
here.
Was carrying around a toddler. It was crazy. Good morning, Kiss FM. Do you have a hell to the no? Good morning, Kiss FM. Do you have a hell to the no? Yes?
Hell to the no is you Packer fans are the biggest whiners in the NFL.
Dem's fighting words. Dem is fighting words. I'm worked up. How could you say that?
She hung up already because she's a Bears fan. And that's all the Bears fans can say is that they can make fun of us because we complain
the
about
Bears
the
Bears still suck.
They
I
do.
Just want to say that.
Kiss FM, good morning. Do you have a hell to the no?
Yes, I do.
What
it's
is
on
it?
Friday, though.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
It's a grudge.
So I'm 7.5 months pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to take a nice hot bubble bath, so I take a nice hot bubble bath. I'm sitting there. My kids are playing in the basement with my husband because we have a rec room.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, our drain backs up.
Oh.
Our drain backs up, so our basement's flooded. We got sewage down there, and of course, it's after hours. We have the plumber come. Yeah, $1,200 later, we have roots in our storm drain that goes out to the street. So
roots in the storm drain? Oh, man.
Jesus.
Yep.
Jeez, said it's a hell to the no for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $1,200 later. So.
I don't blame you for being bitter about that.
No,
I would
seriously.
Hold that grudge, too. What's your name?
Samantha.
Samantha, congrats on the new bundle. 7 months now, when do you do?
December 20th.
Nice.
Oh,
it'll be Christmas.
Day.
Yeah. Oh, jinx.
Right.
Thanks
know,
for
so
calling.
For taking a nice bath, right?
Next time, maybe. Next time.
Maybe next time, right?
Yeah. Thanks for calling. You too. Good morning, Kiss FM. Do you have a hell to the no? What is it?
I do. When you're walking the dogs,
yeah.
You're about to walk the dogs with your husband, and then he trips and sprains his ankle.
Oh God. Just walking the dog?
Yeah, we have two dogs, so we were going to split up because one likes to run and one likes to walk.
Uh-huh.
He's going to take the one that runs, and then he fell off a step and probably sprained his ankle.
Oh, my God. That doesn't even have a cool story to how he sprained his ankle. Like he was running from a bear or something. All right. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you listening this morning. Hell to the no. We do it every morning around 7:45.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out today. Gibbons, what do you got in the dirt?
I have to call... full-blown shenanigans.
Why?
Because Drizzy Drake himself, who in many, many songs
yeah.
has talked about going to King of Diamonds in Miami and
okay.
live in Miami and how much he enjoys partying in Miami.
Yes.
Drizzy Drake had two shows canceled in Miami over the weekend, okay?
Okay.
He was supposed to perform Friday and Saturday night with Migos as part of his Aubrey and the Three Migos tour,
yeah.
right? And he had to cancel abruptly because of a, quote, sudden mystery illness.
Sudden mystery illness.
He went online and he said, quote, this is a quote directly from Drake after he canceled two shows in Miami,
okay,
which is full of strip clubs where he always goes and makes it rains and parties. Okay, I want to preface it with that.
Okay.
Drake says on social media, I just wanted to say how sorry I am about these two Miami shows. I got so ill so fast, and I had never experienced anything like it in my life. Unlike other show cancellations or date adjustments due to production issues, this one fell on me, and I just want to apologize because I hate letting down anyone who came to share these moments with us. Thank you to the nurse and the doctors who helped me round the clock. Miami deserves 100%, and I promise that experience when we return. Thank you, God, for allowing me to recover and continue.
Okay, Drake.
On we go.
Now, the word mystery illness seems suspicious to me that they would say mystery illness, not just food poisoning or he had the flu, he had West Nile virus, he had Zika. I don't know what he had. Something more specific than mystery illness, Drake. Yeah,
never in a hospital. Apparently had doctors and nurses in his hotel room trying to nurse him to health. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. When he's so ill, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So much so that he's physically unable to perform in this place, Miami, full of strip clubs and all kinds of partying.
Maybe it's just so he can make another trip back to Miami.
Well, that's obviously what it is. You know what? I'm just going to cancel these shows. I'm going to party this weekend, and then we'll handle it next time.
Oh, God, Drake.
Come on, Drizzy.
You're thinking that it was a partying instance. All right.
I'm not thinking. I'm speculating, and I'm pretty much knowing without knowing. Allegedly, maybe, so we don't get sued.
Okay, good.
Cover all the bases.
We'll have our legal team look that up right now, see if we're in trouble for this.
Oh, God.
Drake canceling shows. He'll reschedule them, though, right?
Yeah, of course.
Of course he will. Hey.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
All right, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio with 68 wins, only been beaten 9 times. With his bizarre accent, you think of somebody famous like, I don't know, NF, who you just heard there. By the way, J-Matt has tickets to see NF later this afternoon.
Yeah.
Later after 10 o'clock. But NF, you think of somebody like Justin Timberlake, and he'll guess who you're thinking of. Let's bring Gibbons the Great in the studio. Come on in, man.
What's popping in me back?
Leah is on the phone. Leah's going to try to stump you this morning. Leah, are you ready to go?
Yep.
You thinking of somebody pretty famous?
Yep.
All right, let's go. Give us the Great versus Leah.
Okay, Leah, might you be thinking of someone who wears a helmet?
No.
Does this person perhaps participate in a team sport?
No.
On your brain, is there an adult male?
Yes.
Are you thinking of someone who fights?
No.
Could you have on your brain a character who's maybe linked with sports?
No.
Is this person a creator of music?
Yes.
On your mind, is there currently a rapper?
No.
Is this character that you're thinking of older than 40?
No.
Maybe you've got an American on your mind?
Yes.
Is this person a member of a famous band?
No.
Are you thinking of a white person?
Yes.
Maybe on your mind is a country singer?
No.
All right. Is this person maybe on a TV series?
Not right now.
Is this person perhaps from a children's television show?
Yes.
On your mind, is there someone who has been in something produced by the Disney company?
Yes.
Did this person go to Camp Kikiwaka?
No.
Are you got a character on your mind from the Wizards of Waverly Place?
No.
Is this a blonde-haired person?
No.
Could you be thinking of somebody from the show Sam and Cat?
No.
Are you thinking of a dancer, perhaps?
No.
Has the person on your mind ever dated Joe Jonas?
No.
Does this person still record albums?
Yes.
Maybe you got someone on your mind with an older brother?
No.
All right, me got it here. Let me clear up my crystal ball. Oh, me got it. Me hope she feeling well and gets better because you're thinking of Miss Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Nice. Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I forgot she was in Camp Rock.
That was her big starring debut. She was with the Jonas Brothers in Camp Rock. That's how she got to be famous.
And when you asked if she dated the Jonas, I had to think about it because I was like, I wonder if they were just friends. No.
Mm-hmm. They were just friends, I thought.
She's always been like that with all those kid stars. She never slept with them like Selena Gomez and all the other girls did. She's always
Hillary
been
Duff.
Like the buddy.
Hillary Duff.
Seriously.
Hey, thanks for playing with Give Us the Great this morning, Leah.
Thanks.
It's another win. Chalk it up. 69 wins now. This is Gibbons the Great. We play every morning around 8:20 on Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
Ah, yes. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie's not feeling well today. It's just Gibbons and I. And intern off mic, who is off mic as usual. Get on the mic.
Come on. Get on the mic.
Off last time I was on.
It's on now.
It's on.
There you go. You lost a child?
Dude.
Way to go, dude.
As everyone knows, my moving experience has been less than smooth.
Like a three-month ordeal almost.
Yeah,
feels
when
like.
I say less than smooth, I mean my couch didn't fit in the place. My bed doesn't fit in the place.
Witness.
But the craziest, least smooth moments of the move came 11 minutes after my girlfriend's kids came home. Yesterday on Sunday.
Okay.
Finally had the family together, right? All of us together.
The kids and the girlfriend there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we had the girl's room was set up. We made them, they got new beds, right? And my girlfriend's like, hey, Ryan, I'm going to go set up the girl's room with Cora, who's the 6-year-old.
Yeah.
Can you just keep an eye on Lennon, who's a 3-year-old for a minute?
The small one, yeah.
Yeah. I go, no problem. So me and Lennon are sitting on the couch watching TV, and I go, hey, Lennon, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back. You good? Okay.
Oh, boy. You told the 3-year-old I'll be right back?
I go to the bathroom.
That's a bad idea.
I'm gone no more than 90 seconds. And when I come out, the front door is open, and Lennon is nowhere to be found.
She left the house?
Oh, my
God. Bro, we live in a duplex, and we're upstairs. We live in the upper of the duplex. I immediately start to panic.
Of course.
And my first thought is, I gotta find this kid. And my second thought is, I gotta find this kid without my girlfriend knowing that I lost her daughter, or else she's gonna move out, because I am irresponsible.
Well, yeah.
So I'm like, I can't yell for the kid, because my girlfriend's gonna know. I go out on our porch. We have a porch, an outside porch. I'm like, hey, Lennon. Hey, Lennon.
Nothing.
Nothing. Right? I run down the steps. And I can't yell because I don't want my girlfriend to hear. And I know if I yell, she's going to hear. Hey, Lennon. Hey, Lennon. Nothing.
Oh, God.
I go back upstairs.
Oh, no.
I look in my bedroom, me and my girlfriend's bedroom, nothing. I look in the bathroom, nothing. I look in the girl's room where my girlfriend and her 6-year-old daughter are setting things up.
Nothing.
And my girlfriend's like, what are you doing? And I go, oh, I'm just looking for Lennon. No big deal. Saying it with a joke so she doesn't think I'm serious because I'm being serious, but I don't want to lie to her.
Oh, yes, but you are.
Dude. I go back in the living room, and guess who's sitting on the couch?
The kids. Lennon's back in the couch.
And I'm like, Lennon, where did you go? And she nonchalantly goes, I went outside. I went, you know you can't just go outside. I'm like panicking. I'm starting to stutter. And she goes, the door was unlocked. I went,
that's
you
her
know,
excuse?
I went, you know what? You know what? You're
valid
right.
Point.
You're
yeah.
right. The door was unlocked.
You're going to have to childproof that stuff, man.
There's a chain lock, like a chain link lock uh-huh. that is maybe 6 feet up on the door.
Yeah.
Had I been responsible and locked that lock before I went to the bathroom, nothing would have happened.
I feel like you're breaking a rule from life, Gibbons.
Rules. Life's biggest rule,
yes.
Number one.
Don't be stupid, you moron. Lock all the doors when you're with a kid. Especially you leave them alone for 90 seconds.
Bro. And
20 seconds, dude. 20. Those kids are lethal.
I'm hoping to God right now that my girlfriend is in work because I was so scared to tell her. I didn't tell her, and I was like, I'm just going to say it on the radio, and if she hears it, she hears it. And then I'm going to have some splaining
well,
to do.
I'm glad you said that because on the phone right now, we're going to go to...
Oh, dear God, no.
Did you see him? Your heart went into your stomach for a second there, and you almost cursed me.
I almost threw up and said the F word. Jesus, Riggs.
Lessons in parenting with Gibbons.
Dude 11 minutes.
11 minutes.
It's going to be a long lifetime,
yes,
I'll tell you
it's
what.
It's going to be a very long time.
Oh, Jesus.
Just put her on a leash. There you go. Or she's not going anywhere. Chain her to your...
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It was just Gibbons and I today. Allie was not feeling well. So did you learn anything on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned that we are going to change the world.
How?
And by the world, I mean the rules of the NFL. And by the rules of the NFL, I mean all of the penalties being called on Clay Matthews for roughing the passer.
Maybe we will.
We will. You know why?
Why?
Because we wrote a letter to the officials of the NFL. And it is a strongly worded letter that will bring about change. The change we need. The change we deserve.
It's such a strongly worded letter. We used caps lock in some of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
All caps.
and exclamation points all over, front, back, and side to side.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, change starts here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That is right.
What'd you learn?
I learned something about you this morning.
Oh, Lord, what's that?
I learned that you lost a three-year-old.
Yeah.
In your own house.
Yeah.
In your own house.
Hey, I had just moved in. I had just moved.
Hey. You gotta lock the doors, man.
I know that.
Which is such a simple thing to do with a kid.
I know.
Like, if I was going to leave a child for any amount of time, more than a half a second, I would chain them to the couch. I would tie their hands behind their back. I would blindfold them and put earphones on them and play very loud, happy music.
Riggs, that's how you babysit kids. I've seen you
that's
work.
That's exactly how I babysit kids. Just tie them up and play music for them.
Mm-hmm.
Here, shut up and take your tablet. Reason number 27 why I don't have children.
I still don't know if my girlfriend heard that, because I didn't tell her about it when it happened. She's on the phone right now.
We're
going
to talk to her right now.
Oh, God.
See?
It's going to be a terrible day when I get home. Oh, God, I'm scared.
You can always get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. J-Matt's up next. He's got those NF tickets. He's going to be at the rave on October 5th. Why did I want to say November? 10 is clearly October. I think I smell toast.
Jesus, Riggs.
Yes. NF. Win those tickets after 10 o'clock. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.